Pritzker on survey showing Harris was most liberal senator. GOP and convicted felon throwing names. By Ian Hanchett on July 23, 2024. On Tuesday's broadcast of CNN's Out Front, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker responded to a GovTrack survey that found that 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris was the most liberal member of the Senate in 2019 by stating that Republicans who say she's liberal aren't talking about issues and are just throwing invectives, throwing names, and Harris is somebody who's going to prosecute the case against Donald Trump, who is a convicted felon already, but there are a whole bunch of cases yet to come. Host Aaron Burnett said, "So, Governor, let me ask you. Though, because you heard the president today, the former president say that Kamala Harris is a liberal, makes Joe Biden look less so, right? That she's the radical liberal, and that is an attack we're also hearing from the Republican side. Let me just play a few people." After playing video of some Republicans saying that Harris is to Biden's left, Burnett asked, "When Harris was in the Senate, Governor, in 2019, GovTrack, which tracks bills in Congress, a nonpartisan group, ranked her as the most liberal compared to all senators, the most liberal compared to all senators. Is that a good thing?" Pritzker responded, "Did you hear them talk about any issues in those quotes that you just played? None. They, frankly, are just throwing invectives, throwing names. The vice presidential candidate for the Republicans is insulting women who own cats, has a weird view of America, honestly. And they're just, they love to throw names. That's what Donald Trump did. Look at the quote that he put out there, frankly, just saying, oh, she's too liberal, she's too liberal. How about, let's talk about a woman's right to choose. Is that too liberal to stand up for a woman's reproductive freedom and her health care? No. And also, book bans. Republicans across the United States have tried to take books out of libraries. They want to end people's ability to access whatever they want to read. And it's Democrats who are standing up for freedom. And I believe that Kamala Harris is somebody who's going to prosecute the case against Donald Trump, who is a convicted felon already, but there are a whole bunch of cases yet to come." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.